Hello and welcome to Pathfinding with Beacon. I'm so excited to come your way again today. I'm your host, Damilola Odukoya, a certified coach and professional counselor. Today we're talking about resilience. Building resilience. Resilience is that factor that helps you to bounce back and to cope with difficult situations. When life throws a lot of things at you and things seem to be all up against you, you need that resilience factor to be able to absorb the shock and return to yourself so that you are not changed. It's like the elasticity of our personality, the ability for us to stretch and come back. So that's the crux of our discussion today, resilience. Psychologists have defined resilience as the process of adapting well in the face of adversity, trauma, tragedy, threats, or any other major source of significant stress. And this could be financial stress, this could be relationship stress, family issues, sicknesses, or whatever. Anything that gives you a high amount of stress, resilience is the ability to adapt to that stress. So when somebody cannot adapt to stress, we say the person is not resilient. In the past episodes, we have talked about how life can throw all sorts of things at you and the fact that it's not your fault. So this episode, we are trying to look at how can you prepare for such unforeseen circumstances. And that's why we're talking about resilience. Resilience is going to help you be ready. Remember I said you prepare for war in the time of peace. So resilience is something you build when the issues are not even here yet. But when you have built some level of capacity around you, when the issues come, you have the bandwidth to, you know, absorb them and not be exactly changed by the situation. So resilient people always seem to do better in situations and circumstances, and they seem to achieve a lot in life. Because statistics have shown that the most brilliant people are not the most achieved people in life. And that's because the exams that life throws at us are not academic. Many times they are not a function of your IQ. And so if you do not have this quality of resilience, you might not be able to overcome the challenges and trials that life will throw along your way. And it's your ability to overcome these challenges and go forth to achieve your goals that actually brings about success. So there are a lot of people with wonderful goals, beautiful visions, but the challenge has been that on their way to it, the things they did not plan for came up and then it shut down their journey. A lot of people did not move past their challenge. They stayed at the place of their challenge. But for you to be able to move past your challenge, overcome it and still go ahead to achieve your goals, your vision, then you must be resilient. So what we're talking about today is very, very, very important. Now, there are five pillars of resilience. The first one I'd like to talk about is self-awareness. Self-awareness cannot be overemphasized. You must be self-aware. You must know yourself. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? You must be able to self-regulate. You must be able to control yourself. You must also be able to manage yourself in the concept of society. That's social management. You must be able to manage yourself amongst other people, manage your weakness amongst them, manage your strength amongst them. So self-awareness is one of the pillars of resilience. The more you know yourself, the more you can control yourself, the better you will do when issues come, because you know who to talk to, who not to talk to, you know what to do, what not to do. You are able to regulate yourself. You're not all over the place. So self-awareness helps us to be able to compose ourselves in the face of adversity. So it is important that you know yourself, you know your strengths. And one other thing that self-awareness does for you is that when the chips are down, you know those things that will always work for you because they are your strengths. They are the things you do effortlessly. So you know that when the chips are down, these ones, I can always be sure that I can do this. So knowing your strength is very important, and using your strength at the time of challenge is usually a game changer. So self-awareness is key. Another one is mindfulness. Mindfulness, living in the present, being able to be present. A lot of people are still stuck in the past. And so many people are looking at the future, forgetting the present. Some people are saying, oh, when, and they are not living today. And some people are saying, it used to, and they are not living in today. Mindfulness talks about being able to live today. Mindfulness talks about being present and actually being present, spirit, soul, and body. Mindfulness talks about appreciating today and the little blessings of today. So you might not be in the best position you want to be, but you must be able to, you know, appreciate how far you have come. You must be able to take in this, your environment, and be grateful for it. All these are mindfulness, elements of mindfulness, and there are mindfulness exercises that can help you achieve this, that can bring you from your past into your present, that can help you come together and achieve congruence in yourself to be present. So it's very, very important that you practice mindfulness even when the challenges have not come, so that when it does come, you know how to bring yourself back to your present and to appreciate the present, be grateful for the present, and enjoy the little blessings of the present. That's mindfulness. Then self-care cannot be overemphasized. You have to have a culture of self-care even when there are no challenges. Self-care must be a major part of your life. And when I talk about self-care, I'm talking about how you take care of your body, of your person. So you need to eat healthy. Your nutrition, you must pay attention to it. Don't just eat junk. Don't just eat anything that comes your way. Be deliberate about eating healthy all the time. And you also need to exercise your body. It helps us to burn off negative energy. It helps us to keep our body fit. So exercise is also a part of self-care. Then sleep. Sleep, sleep, sleep. Sleep helps you to rejuvenate. Sleep is nature's way of helping you reset. So it's important that you have a healthy sleeping habit even before there's any issue. If already your body is used to resting and actually resting, when there are issues, you may not rest as well, but at least it will not be as bad as if you had not been resting before then. Then you can be sure that your mind and your body will not rest at all. So if they are already used to resting, they will rest to an extent. They may not rest fully, but at least it will be good enough to keep you healthy. Positive relationships around your life. This is also very important. It's another important pillar. That's number four. You have to have strong social support around you, and you need to be deliberate about building them. So build a strong social network around you. Who are your friends? Do you have fair weather friends? You know, when we have friends that are with us because of what they can get, we know something within you will tell you that these people are here because the going is good. And once you are able to identify that, be true to yourself and gradually withdraw and begin to be deliberate about the relationships around you that are not with you because the times are good. Because there are always people like that around us. But many times we don't feed those relationships. At times we take them for granted. We feel they will always be there. And because they will always be there, we run after those ones that we think they will not be there. So you're busy trying to impress some people to remain your friends, neglecting the people who will remain your friend regardless of what happens to you. Whereas you should be feeding this other relationship more. Because those are actually the people you can call friends. The ones that are with you or will allow you into their circle only because you have a particular social status, only because you can do this, you can afford that. Those ones are going to take off the moment issues arise. The best they can do for you is hang around a little bit. And once it looks like the issue is prolonged, they don't want to be identified with you anymore. So they will take off. But those stable relationships, those people that actually really love you for who you are the relationships you need to feed deliberately. Because these are the people you will see when the chips are down. And I tell you, when the chips are down, you need real friends. So you need to be deliberate about having positive relationships around you, those that love you for who you are, those that will cheer you on, those that believe in your dream, those that believe in your vision, and will keep rooting for you even when it seems like nothing is working. The last and most important pillar is the pillar of your purpose or vision. This is such a strong pillar because it will give you a reason to persist, a reason to go on. A lot of people come to the point of suicide when issues arise because they cannot see any reason to keep on. There is nothing, they feel like they've lost everything and there is no reason to keep pushing. But if you have a compelling reason, a compelling vision, a compelling purpose, while you are still pushing, then you have better chances of weathering the storm. So it's important that you settle the issue of vision even before issues arise. You must know what your vision is. You must know what your purpose is in life. And, you know, it must consume you to the extent that even with your last breath, you are still willing to fight for it. So vision is going to keep you from giving up. It's going to keep you from settling for less. Vision is going to help you see that, okay, regardless of what is going on around me right now, that I still have something I must do before I leave this earth. So it's very, very important. And the truth about vision and purpose is that it's never centered around you. That is, your vision is not for you. So knowing that will help you also externalize in the time of challenges. So it doesn't seem like it's all about me, and since my world is crumbling, then there's nothing else. People that have a compelling vision can see beyond themselves and their sufferings when issues come. So it is important that you get your vision right. Your vision will likely not be centered around you alone. I can tell you that for a fact. So please take a relook at your purpose and vision if you have one, and find out how compelling is this. Will this keep me going in the face of adversity? If not, then probably you have not really hit your vision and your purpose. And if you do not have one, the first thing you need to do is accept the fact that you need one, that you have not found your purpose. And I've done some podcasts in the past that spoke a little about things like that. So you could go in back to my earlier podcast and listen to the issues of vision and purpose and all of that. It is important that we find it and we pursue it. So today, I want to leave you by saying, tough times don't last. Tough people do. That's a book written in, I think, the 80s. And that saying sounds so true till today. Tough times don't last. Tough people do. Prepare for war at the time of peace. Build yourself, fortify yourself for resilience so that regardless of what life throws at you, you can stick through and make the best of every situation. Thanks once again for listening to Pathfinding with Beacon. For your counseling, coaching, and questions, you can reach us through our Gmail address, pathfindingbeacon@gmail.com, or you can WhatsApp this number or put a call through to +234 81 22 70
6316. I come again with the number +234 8122706316. Thank you very much. Until next time, keep shining. Bye.